The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are.
And where we are going.
This is Jonah Wright.
This is Tiffany McCartan.
And this is Raymond Nelson.
Discrimination. Is it a thing of the past, or is it still a part of our everyday life? We ask people in Pittsburgh if they have ever been a victim of discrimination and to tell their stories.
We spoke to Dana Bose, program coordinator for Allegheny Youth Development, about a time where he felt the effects of discrimination.
It was definitely the color of my skin that got me pulled over, and everything was good, but the officer insisted on looking at my ID over and over and checking the registration on the car over and over, even asked me if I allow him to do a search of my vehicle. I guess I look like a seedy character, whatever that looks like.
Jackie, a rising freshman at the University of Pittsburgh, shared her experience of being discriminated against in high school.
Going to a school where the majority of students were on free or reduced lunches. I am on free or reduced lunches as well. My mom is a single mother, makes less than $15,000 a year. But because I am a white female and because I choose to wear more professional attire to school, I was assumed to be rich. People assumed that I had a lot of money, so they would take cuts at me.
We also spoke with Matt. He shares how he was discriminated against because of his age.
When I was a freshman, people looked at me just like, oh, you're a freshman, you're fresh meat, so you really didn't know anything. But then it turns out that many people liked me just because I was a freshman, because of the things that I can do better than some of the seniors that were there.
Jeremy Moore, a youth activist in the gay and lesbian community, shared a story about being discriminated against because of his sexual orientation.
I was out at an Eaton Park with a few friends who were identifying as gay or lesbian, and a man kind of was staring at us from a distance, and we were just like, well, let's just let it go, and walked by our table and called us faggots.
We asked our interview subjects their thoughts on why discrimination still exists, what causes it, and how it can be fixed. Here's what they had to say.
You can't stop people from what they think and how they're trained. A lot of people are trained to discriminate. A lot of people are taught to discriminate, and you really can't change what people think and what people are taught.
What do I think causes discrimination? I think the lack of education. I feel the lack of culture we see.
I tell my guys all the time that they always have to watch where they're at, to watch what they say, their actions. And I hate to say it, but I also tell them, watch what you wear. It really sickens me, that I have to have these type of conversations, with the guys, because we have come so far, but you shouldn't have to tell a young man how he should dress when he goes out the house. But I would tell them to stay positive and to keep pushing forward.
Discrimination speaks in many shapes and forms. How are you going to speak?
The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowments.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.